From trash to treasure now, or at least a treasure for some carnivores. See, if you're a true gourmand, you have to do more than just appreciate a good meal. You have to dissect it. NPR's Robert Smith discovered that at a class in Brooklyn, where folks learned to butcher their own pigs. And fear not, foodies. World health officials reiterated today that there's no evidence that exposure to pork meat has anything to do with swine flu. Here's Robert.
Tom Mylan is pulling out the two most important tools for butchering, his knife and his music.
Mostly Lynyrd Skynyrd, basically cocaine music, mostly. I mean, you need to get fired up. It's physical work.
And on this night, Mylan is going to need all the help he can get. He isn't at his usual butcher shop, Marlowe and Daughters. Instead, he's here at the back of a small neighborhood supply store called Brooklyn Kitchen. The owner is Taylor Erkinen, and she's trying to clear off some space on the counter.
We're waiting eagerly for the arrival of about 100 pounds of pig. It's a half a pig.
Well, people might expect this in a rural shop, but you're here in the middle of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, very dense. People who live around here have kitchens about the size of a small shoebox. How would someone actually do this in their own apartment room?
Maybe it would take a lot of plastic wrap.
Before you start to picture blood all over the walls and the horrible pig screams.
This is not a slaughtering class. Slaughtering should be best handled by professionals.
You sound like you've had to explain this before.
Several times.
Do not try this at home is what you're saying, or at least don't try the killing part.
Don't try the killing part, and we probably will not be offering a slaughtering class in the future.
Hi, everybody.
How are you doing?
Great. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Everyone in the store moves back to let Mylan through, because slung over his shoulder is this giant plastic-covered carcass with a hoof sticking out. That's $350 with a pig right there.
All right, there's that.
The 10 students are leaning in to look the pig right in the eye, but only one eye, of course, because the poor thing's been split right in half.
We're just going to saw through the rib cage.
Yeah, it's not for the squeamish, but the foodies in the class, like Matthew Crosby, are already licking their lips.
People see meat as something you find wrapped in plastic in the aisle of the supermarket. They've completely lost touch with where their meat comes from.
Well, there is a reason why we have professionals do this, because it's messy and it can be dangerous if you do it wrong and leave it out and there's huge knives involved. Why not leave it to the professionals?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that. I'm not 100% sure I will actually ever put these skills into practice, but it still seems like something worth knowing.
Kind of an anatomy class.
Kind of an anatomy class, exactly like that.
From here down to here, we have the picnic pan. From here up to here, we have what's called either Boston butt, top butt, or sometimes just butt. It's not on the butt end, so who knows how that happened.
Over the next 2 hours, Mylan moves from snout to tail, carving out the well-known cuts.
You can hear the ribs are under there.
And the stuff you will not find on any menu.
This was the diaphragm. This is essentially kind of its abs, maybe?
Then he tosses in a little culinary trick for preparing each one, like how to turn a haunch into a ham.
You want to just, like, give it about 35 firm wax on each side.
And I noticed, by the way, you're sweating. Yeah. This is not easy work.
I mean, it's tough physical work. I'm mostly sweating because it's nerve-wracking to be distracted by talking and also cut at the same time and hopefully not cut yourself.
So I see two young women who have been taking copious notes. Introduce yourself to me.
Kirsten Moberg. Julia Moberg.
And you're actually going to do this. You're going to cut up a pig?
We'd love to.
Now, what's your apartment look like? Do you have a big enough kitchen to do this?
No, our kitchen is the living room, and it's also the dining room, and it's also the office, but it's also going to be a butchery soon.
So at the end of the class, all of the students have taken away all the parts of the pig, and the thing that's left for me here is...
the tail.
The tail. What should I do with this thing?
I recommend scoring the skin very slightly with a knife and then roasting it in the oven about 350. Until it gets golden brown and crispy, and then just start gnawing away on it.
I can eat it like a lollipop.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Robert Smith, NPR News at the Brooklyn Kitchen in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Robert's got his pigtail lollipop, but on our website, you can find another recipe for hardcore pork lovers, a how-to guide to head cheese. Starts with a shave. Dig in at npr.org. This is NPR News.